Gentlemen, welcome aboard. This is going to be a very difficult show to do here on this Monday, June 11th, because I have a very, very important and shocking news story about something involving the USS Liberty and something involving, well, I'm just going to have to tell you the story. Very disturbing story. I'm going to have to hold it over till after the break because I'm going to need a full breath of air to outline what happened. But suffice it to say, someone who has inside information on what really happened to the USS Liberty is dead. Dead on his way home from having spoken at the reunion of the USS Liberty survivors here in Washington, in the Washington, D.C. area over the weekend. And he was working closely with Mark Glenn, correspondent for American Free Press and proprietor of the website crescentandcross.com. Well, we will talk about that story after the break and some of the ramifications of that story and other things, but suffice it to say, so far as I know, this is the first formal public announcement of the death of this individual. He did, as I say, die yesterday on Sunday. I've done some brief checking on the internet. I can't seem to see any news stories about it thus far, but it is it's a very disturbing story that left all of us at American Free Press very disturbed because it is a reminder that, when you do talk about controversial things, that especially if you're too close to the reality, it's easy to sit back and talk about them as I do here on this program, but I'm only reflecting on what I'm getting in the news and what other people have done and what other people have said, but this is somebody who was tuned into what was really going on, and now he is dead. And quite conveniently, for the sake of Israel and its allies inside the United States, who helped make the horrible attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, possible. So we will talk about that when we come back and some other items in the news. So bear with me if I sound a little distressed. It's because I am a little distressed, and I've been trying to figure out how to talk about this all day long. Talk about it to you on the air here tonight. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I gave you kind of a brief introduction to, well, to a very disturbing subject. You know, as I say, all these years I've been writing about conspiracies. I've been writing about the USS Liberty. I've been writing about all sorts of sensational things, you know. And so often we hear about strange deaths surrounding controversial events. And I think most of you listening here tonight would agree that the USS Liberty is an event that is quote-unquote controversial, and it's an event that has been largely covered up. Well, one of the people who in recent years has been bringing out a lot of inside information about the attack on the USS Liberty is an individual that is not very well known outside the circles of those who are familiar with what happened to the USS Liberty. He's an American intelligence operative, former U.S. naval officer named Richard Thompson. Richard Thompson is well known to the survivors of the USS Liberty. He's well known to the BBC and to BBC journalist Peter Hounam, who, that name is spelled H-O-U-N-A-M, maybe pronounced Hounam, but in any case, Mr. Hounam wrote the book Operation Cyanide, which is relating to the attack on the USS Liberty, and he was also responsible for the video by the BBC, Dead in the Water. Well, Richard Thompson was one of the prime movers behind both the book and the video in a very quiet way. And Mr. Thompson just spoke at the USS Liberty Survivors Gathering here in Washington, D.C., or actually it was in suburban Washington, out in Virginia. And as you know, Mark Glenn traveled all the way from Idaho to be at the USS Liberty Survivors Gathering, the reunion, the 40th reunion, at the invitation of the survivors and at the specific invitation of Richard Thompson, because Richard Thompson had planned to give Mark Glenn to publish in American Free Press many of the names and the details involving the collaboration between members of the U.S. government and the government of Israel and its military involved in setting up the USS Liberty. Mark had been in touch with them, but of course it wasn't until they formally met here in D.C. that they more or less shook hands and things were set in motion. As you know, Mark came on the program. Those of you who are regular listeners know that Mark Glenn was here on the program on Friday night, and I was honored to welcome aboard with him as three additional very special guests. Gary Brummett, who is the president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, Phil Turney, the former president, and Rick Ametti, another one of the survivors. Well, it was a good meeting. And on Sunday, I got together with Mark Glenn after that meeting was over, and Mark and I had a chance to sit down here in Washington and talk about things. Got to bring Mark around to the American Free Press office for the first time ever. And oddly enough, just about the time while Mark and I were kicking back at the American Free Press office, something had happened that Mark only just found out about, either this morning or late last night. And that is the fact that Richard Thompson died in an auto accident, what appears to be a single-car auto accident, on his way home to Florida, driving alone. Mr. Thompson is 76 years old. Perhaps he had a heart attack and died. Perhaps that heart attack came just because he had an exciting weekend and his heart finally gave out. But Mark commented just today after bringing us the news that Richard Thompson, although he was 76 years old, was a man who seemed much, much younger and appeared to be in very, very good health. And, in fact, he was the primary source for much of the information in the book Operation Cyanide, although, as I recall, he was not named by name in the book. And he's also the individual who helped direct the producers of the video, Dead in the Water, to the real story behind the story of the USS Liberty. He's dead. Now, if he did, in fact, die of a heart attack, that doesn't mean it was natural causes, because, as we know, heart attacks can be induced. There hasn't been an autopsy yet. But the bottom line, folks, is that this death is certainly a shocker, and it is bound one to raise questions as to whether or not it really was an accident. We can imagine all sorts of different ways that someone can be victimized in a car accident. So, it's now in the hands of the authorities. And, of course, then we have to turn around and say, can we trust the authorities? The accident happened in South Carolina. I don't know the specifics of where it happened or under whose jurisdiction it happened. But, again, that's one of the things that will have to be looked at. But the fact is, this is a real shocker. I could sit here and tell you, yes, he was murdered. Well, I don't know that he was murdered. No one, unless the people who did it, if he was murdered, the people who did it know he was murdered. And, maybe the authorities now have some idea. Maybe they have an idea that it was, that this accident was deliberately caused by someone else. Again, I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know anything, and I guarantee you Mark Glenn feels the same way, because probably the last he knew about it was the last I knew about it, just here in Washington today. There was apparently no other car involved, so it's not a situation where maybe somebody else just happened to bump into them, and we're not going to be able to investigate somebody else and find out if they were forced to commit a crime or something like that. I don't know, folks. But it just seems awfully damned coincidental to me that just as Richard Thompson was about to start bringing out the details, the hard details, and the names of people based upon his own knowledge and based upon his subsequent investigation, or provided information by many other people, we can't help but wonder if, in fact, this guy wasn't murdered, because we do know that there's a lot of people who do have a vested interest in covering up the final word, the final judgment, dare I use that turn of phrase, regarding USS Liberty. We know the Israelis did it deliberately. And the evidence indicates there were people in the U.S. government who knew that it was going to happen and helped make it happen. And then, of course, the ultimate goal was to sink the USS Liberty, kill all the guys on board, and then blame it on the Egyptians, and that would be the opportunity for an early version of what we now today call the War on Terror. It was basically a plot to do Israel's bidding and take over the Middle East on behalf of Israel. That's what the core of the attack on the USS Liberty was all about. But what happened was the USS Liberty didn't sink, and those brave sailors kept that ship afloat, and a lot of them survived. And they're still here today. You know, they've told, those guys have told everything they can tell. We know their story. But Richard Thompson had the inside scoop on the dirty details in this thing called Operation Cyanide, and he has now taken the primary bulk of his knowledge, which he kept in his head, to the grave with him. And, you know, this is, as I say, this is one of those very, very scary things, because it is a reminder that we are dealing with some pretty cruel, treacherous, murderous people. These were people who were willing to spark a nuclear war in the Middle East, a nuclear attack on the Egyptians, the hated Arabs, carried out by the United States on behalf of Israel. So, and they were willing to kill some Americans in the process to do it. And now, would they not be prepared to kill a 76-year-old man? You know, as I say, we don't know. We don't know. We probably will never know what really happened. But we do know that it did happen. And as I say, it's awfully damned coincidental. Awfully damned coincidental. Well, when we come back, a little bit more commentary on that and about some other related things, and just on the state of the world today, and we'll take your calls. We'll take your calls later here in the hour as well. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to a break here very shortly. Please stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. As I say, I'm usually I'm not at a loss for words here, but this is the kind of thing that's very, very disturbing because it hits very close to home. This the death of Richard Thompson. You know, we had reported in American Free Press that we were going to be bringing some inside information about Operation Cyanide. Now, it's interesting, you know, it strikes me that that this death, if it was murder, folks, it was designed to, you know, appear as an accident, but an accident that happened at such a convenient time that obviously everybody's going to suspect it was murder and be frightened by it. I mean, that's the intent. You know, this is kind of a warning that, okay, it's all right for the USS Liberty survivors to tell their stories. We've heard it all before. But when we get down to the real nitty-gritty and show that it was definitely not an accident, and that there were people, also even in the U.S. government, collaborators with Israel who were responsible for it, I think that's the intent. And, you know, folks, brings up something else here. Mark Glenn has done some great work here on the USS Liberty in the last several weeks in the pages of American Free Press, working with the USS Liberty survivors and other people. And, you know, I just had occasion to listen to, and I even hate to bring it up, but it really bears bringing up in this context. I listened to I wouldn't even call it a rant. It was a rambling, bizarre rambling monologue by Daryl Bradford Smith, in which his colleagues Huff Schmidt and Belin say that they, of course, say that Mark Glenn is a Zionist, and in his broadcast, Smith was declaring that Mark Glenn was trying to cover up the Israeli role in the attack on the USS Liberty, referencing his recent writings in American Free Press, writings that he'd been preparing with the help of the survivors of the USS Liberty and some other prominent people that have been helping them out. And, of course, Richard Thompson, who is now died, I was going to say was murdered, but I don't know that, and I'm not going to say it. But, I mean, this just goes to show you what a liar, what a piece of filth, what a piece of garbage Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt and Christopher Boleyn, what pieces of garbage they are to say that Mark Glenn is trying to cover up the Israeli role in the attack on the USS Liberty and redirect attention away from that. I didn't see Daryl Bradford Smith as a special invited guest at the USS Liberty Survivors Association. I didn't see Christopher Boleyn. I didn't see little Eric Huffschmidt. No, I saw Mark Glenn there. And you heard Mark Glenn on this program on Friday night with the president of the Liberty Survivors Association and the former president and another one of the survivors. Or are they all Zionist agents too, Daryl? Folks, I mean, if there's anybody out there who continues to, even for whatever reason, to take Daryl Bradford Smith seriously, you got a real problem. I mean, I even heard Daryl Bradford Smith say that American Free Press, in its latest issue, was trying to cover up the Israeli role in the JFK assassination. Well, I just checked the most recent issue of American Free Press, and there's five full pages in that issue talking about the Israeli role in the JFK assassination. But Daryl Bradford Smith goes on his program and says that the American Free Press is trying to direct attention away from the Israeli role in a JFK assassination. Folks, now either Daryl's illiterate, which I don't believe, or Daryl's a liar. I don't know what you think. But I'll tell you what, if you think Daryl Bradford Smith is a reliable source in any way, shape, or form, you need to get some re-education. Yeah, this death of Richard Thompson, folks, is a very disturbing thing, and God knows it's just another example of another convenient death of someone who's trying to bring out the truth. Very, very disturbing, folks. You know, I'm shuffling through papers here, a few other things I want to talk about, but, you know, I may not even get around to it. Joe Lieberman says the U.S. must be prepared to attack Iran. Well, I think the American soldiers should be prepared to attack Joe Lieberman, this dirty, low-down warmonger. If he wants to go fight a war against Iran, let the little bastard go fight the war himself, but don't let him expect Americans, American lives and treasure, American military might be used to fight this war. You know, if we ever get a good government in this country, you know, before we just start deporting illegal aliens, we ought to start deporting American traitors, and Joe Lieberman, of course, would be at the top of the list. All right, why don't you call in here, folks? The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Here, and I'm glad because I really am just so willing to let somebody else do some talking here. Okay, let's just go right to the callers. We have Steve in Illinois. Steve, come on up.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine. I'm a caller from Chicago. The press was, international press was running a story about an Israeli satellite. They call it OFEX 7. Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't. Is this something that's just been in the press? Or
Yeah, it just came up today.
Okay. All right.
And they were talking about, the Israeli government was talking, they had a contract with India to use this as a surveillance satellite for the province of Kashmir with its border and with Pakistan. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't really know a lot about that conflict over over Kashmir, but my understanding is that I know a guy who is actually kind of an expert on that topic, and he spent a lot of time over there, and that is a sore spot in the Middle East, although it's not something we hear a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
That Kashmir, I guess, is a Muslim province of India, and the Indians don't want Kashmir to be an independent entity. I guess that's more or less my understanding of it. But to comment more on it, I'd be commenting about something I don't know that much about, Steve.
Okay. I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, Steve, I'll tell you what, you brought up a very interesting point, though, kind of indirectly, because on a break earlier, you know, my producer mentioned to me that Google is now engaged in a project whereby they are photographing the streets and locales in various cities around the country. And, of course, that will be accessible one day on the Internet. And ultimately, I guess what their aim is to be able to have a live view of any location at any time, anywhere, any place on a computer, of any place you so choose. So in the future, if one day I wanted to keep your house under surveillance, I could just get on the Internet and go to Google, which, of course, would be hooked up to a satellite somewhere, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of those Israeli satellites. And I could keep an eye on your every move. So talk about 1984. No, it's 2007.
They probably have one circling around Jim in Texas right now. How'd you go?
Well, I tell you what, Steve, speaking of Jim in Texas, I'm going to have to bid you farewell because my Israeli satellite tells me that Jim in Texas is waiting right now to come aboard. But I'll tell you what, I will try to get this friend of mine who actually, as I say, is an expert on Kashmir. I'll try to get him on the show one night. We can talk about it. All right, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim?
Hello, Mike.
You're under surveillance.
I know. I can see it from out my window here. It's staring right at me as I speak, but I couldn't care less. But were you at the Liberty thing over the weekend?
No, you know, I did not go because I knew there was somebody there who was able to do precisely what needed to be done, and that was Mark Glenn, and he was there.
Did Daryl implore you not to go is what I need to know, because I know you and Daryl are best of friends, so to speak.
No, Daryl had nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to check on that. But anyhow, for Mark's benefit, should he be listening in, that he had a rare opportunity among a very small group of American citizens who were forced by circumstance to understand who actually controls the United States and Western Europe and practically the whole world.
And they learned in a very hard way.
And they learned it the hard way, which is actually kind of the best way to learn. There's no better way to learn than when you watch friends of yours being blown to bits. That's a very hard lesson to learn, and it doesn't leave you. Okay, I mean, you can listen to Larry King with his stupid suspenders talk to somebody about something, with his inane interviews, which mean nothing to anybody, or you can watch your friends being blown to bits. Now, who are you going to believe?
Well, you know, Jim, the problem with that is, you know, as I mentioned here on the program on Friday night with the guys from the USS Liberty, our president, George W. Bush, has told us repeatedly that to be real patriots, we need to support the troops. But these troops that were on board the USS Liberty don't get any support whatsoever. The most telling part. You know, these guys, as I understand it, you know, these guys, they think it's bad enough that they were attacked by a so-called ally. But then to see how they and their commanding officers were treated by their own government, supposedly their own government, in the last 40 years, that says a hell of a lot about a lot of things.
Mike, if you could refloat the crew members of the Arizona, if you could refloat them 60 years later or whatever, if you could refloat them and ask them, how did your government treat you, you'd get the same thing that the people on the Liberty got.
I think you're right.
You're expendable, and you are. There was a famous book written, They Were Expendable, about the American troops in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
and from the 1943, I think it was written. But anyhow, this is what the American servicemen are to the government, to our Jewish-run. And I say Jewish, I don't say Zionist, because I never say Zionist. Okay, there's no such thing as a Zionist. It's only one tentacle of the octopus, and it means no more than communism, Zionism, liberalism. It's all the same. They're different tentacles, but they're
it's
controlled
like
by the
same. It's kind of like a bunch of balls being juggled, and they all distract you, but they're coming from the hands
right,
of the same juggler.
And we'll let you go after the Zionists or the Illuminati or the Black Popes. We'll let you go after any of the individual groups, but we won't let you go after who's actually in charge of the whole works. And that's the way the system works. It's always worked that way. They designed it to work that way.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to see the survivors of the USS Liberty get themselves a boat and float down the Potomac one day George Bush is on the presidential yacht. And let them have at it.
Mike, there would be 535 members of Congress and I don't know, an ungodly amount of the executive branch that would be willing to go out there and sink that boat, because they will under no circumstance ever betray the people who bestow upon them their mana, so to speak, their money, their fame, their notoriety. They will sell them out at the drop of a hat. They always have been willing to. They always will be willing to. That's the way the system works. And until you can look at a congressman and say you're the lowest scum there ever was, or a member of the executive branch, until you're willing to do that, you're going to lose. Because that's what they are. They are the lowest of the scum.
Yeah, they couldn't get a single member of Congress to come down and speak to the people at the USS Liberty.
Why, they'd sooner murder their mother-in-law than go down there and speak at
that. Yeah.
Matter of fact,
Jim,
he'd rather
Jim,
murder your mother-in-law.
I got to move on, Jim. A lot of callers here.
Mm-hmm.
I got to move on here, Jim. We have a lot of callers. I want to try to get them all up. Okay, thanks for your call, Jim. Let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, what's going on?
Mike, how you doing?
All righty.
Yeah, it's a sad day about the car accident.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's a kind of strange that it, you know, I was just thinking it happened on the 10th anniversary almost of that fateful day in Paris with Princess Di.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that just came to mind. Anyway, you must be a mind reader. I almost choked on a non-kosher hot dog this past weekend at a barbecue. I mean, I was just about to crack open my first beer of the day when when I saw on the front page of the local rag a picture of Holy Joe Lieberman with his arm around Ehud Olmert. You know, according to the article, old pencil neck Joe has proclaimed that Iran must be bombed into oblivion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I'm sure that this latest pontification has nothing to do with the fact that he was with the PM of Israel the whole weekend.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, the funny thing is, they never tired of telling us that Holy Joe is the conscience incarnate of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, you know, isn't that, you know, really, you know.
I mean, you know, the rank hypocrisy is astounding. Well, I'll tell you, you know, if that's the case, I guess I'm Paris Hilton. I'm calling you from the L.A. County Jail.
Yeah, Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton gets more publicity than the American survivors of the USS Liberty.
Yeah, it's astounding. You know, it's just amazing how this you know, midget mama boy who'd probably go running to Hadassah, if he said boo, has no compunction about trying to kickstart World War III.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, where does this guy get off on this stuff?
Well, he's the conscience of the Senate. I mean, he's the most honest man ever to enter public life. He's religious and devout and a good family man and all sorts of other things.
He's as white as the driven snow.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm told. It must be true.
I mean, God help us all. And here's a prediction for you. Don't be surprised to see Holy Joe on the same ticket as Benito from the Bronx.
I'll tell you what. I think that's as good a possibility as anything.
I'm going to put money on it.
I tell you what. I haven't bet on an election in years. I used to bet on elections, and I used to do pretty well. But I think that bet there, Mike, wouldn't be too bad for one to risk a few dollars on.
Absolutely, I think it's well within the realms of possibility. Because you've got the good cop and the bad cop type.
As far as I'm concerned, it's too bad cops.
Oh, absolutely, but that's the way the media will spin it. You know, you've got the hard law and order guy, and you've got the soft guy that, you know, wants to like everyone.
Yeah, I'm laughing, but I think it's scary.
Yeah, okay, Mike, I'll let you
go. All right, Mike, thanks for your call. I think that's a good bet. All right, let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, what's going on?
Good to talk to you. Now, about this issue of, the Liberty and satellites, you've been bringing up to me something that goes back to the Suez War of 1956 about satellites. But it wasn't satellite. It was, those spy planes or surveillance planes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 1955, Eisenhower authorized spy planes to fly over Egypt and Israel. And the spy plane photograph showed Eisenhower when they were developed. Eisenhower believed very much that the army of Israel was being brought into position to attack Egypt, but the army of Egypt was not being in position to attack Israel. On the basis of that, he sided with Khrushchev in the Suez War of 56 against the invasion of Egypt by Britain, France, and Israel. Now, I'm going to say this. I know that it hasn't come out, but I'm going out on a limb. Maybe the limb will fall, and I'll fall down on the ground. But I believe firmly that spy photographs showed that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and that none had been taken out of Iraq when Saddam Hussein was alive and the president of the country. And I believe that spy photographs have shown conclusively that Iran has not been involved in any way to bring weapons of destruction of any kind or people into Iraq. And I question the authenticity of the remark made by Senator Lieberman that I heard on the radio today that there's this conclusive evidence. I want to know what it is. And I believe that the spy photographs have been authorized by Bush and that they prove what I just said. There is no, they haven't discussed anything about spy photographs in the Congress, to my knowledge. Have they, as far as you know?
Not that I'm aware of, no. It's all just this kind of intelligence, you know, which is, yeah.
I personally think that spy photographs have shown just what I said about Iraq and Iran. I don't think that there's any conclusive evidence in either case that Saddam Hussein committed, had these weapons of mass destruction, which they now admit without a question of doubt was true. So it was all lies against him. And I think they're making up lies on the Iranian issue.
Well, you know, I can tell you that I was told a story firsthand by Hans von Sponeck, who was the former UN, he was a hands-on guy in Iraq during the oil for food program. And he had inspected a particular Iraqi building, which was a vitamin factory. This is off the top of my head. But he had inspected this place, and it was no place for producing anything other than vitamins. If anything, I believe it was completely empty. Well, he was called back to Germany. He's a German diplomat working for the United Nations. And he told me this story himself. Personally, he told me this story. I'm not repeating something I read. He said he got called back to Germany, and when he was in Germany, he was handed an official British intelligence report which purported to claim that this building that he had just inspected was an Iraqi a place where they were producing some sort of weapons of mass destruction. And he had just seen the building like the day before. So these were the kind of lies that were being handed out even at the highest levels. And, now, you know, he knew, I mean, he had seen other evidences of these kind of lies, but he saw right there firsthand how duplicitous these liars really were in trying to promote a war against Iraq. I think I said Iran, but a war against Iraq.
Well, I'm saying this, Michael. Nobody in Congress has even brought up, we haven't heard a word breathed about, you know, talked about spy satellites. And I'm sure that spy satellites have been flying over the Iraqi airspace and Iranian airspace. And I believe that there's no evidence whatever. I'm going out on a limb, I'll admit that.
Oh, I think, Dave, listen, I think that's a very strong limb you're going out on, and it's not going to break. It's just more lies from the same group of liars who got us into Iraq and now want to get us into Iran. And, you know, this war on terror is just a modern-day extension of the same kind of thing they tried to do with the attack on the USS Liberty.
Now, I remember I used to have a Life magazine, I believe for early July 1967. They had a big photograph about it. They covered an article about it. I remember it was in the Life magazine, and then I left it somewhere and someone took it. But that's the last. I think that it was covered in the press, and then they just dropped it and never covered again.
Oh, it's mentioned periodically, but I mean, even the George Mason University website has a big story saying why you shouldn't believe that Israel deliberately attacked the USS Liberty, basically saying that the sailors on board the Liberty were liars, that all these American admirals and Navy officials who came to the support of the guys in the Liberty are liars. The former CIA director, Richard Helms, he's a liar. Everybody's a liar but the Israelis and their supporters.
Now, here's something I want to bring out about this. It's straying a little bit from the subject, but do you recall that the Liberty? I read this.
Hey, Dave, we're going to a break here. Hang on for the break, if you would.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have Dave from Massachusetts aboard with us. Dave, you were about to make a point when our musical interruption came with us.
Okay, now here's the point I want to bring. There's 2 points, but this is the more important of the two. I read somewhere, I can't remember the book or the magazine article. You might remember it. You might know more about this than I do. Do you recall that former President Johnson, when this attack on the Liberty occurred, it was after the attack occurred, of course, I'm not sure exactly if it was a month or 2 months, that Johnson had a quiet meeting with the Republican minority leaders in Congress, the Democratic majority leaders, and he asked them to more or less forget the issue.
That sounds familiar. Yes, that does sound familiar, and I'm sure it probably happened. It's the kind of thing that would probably require some sort of formal meeting among our corrupt public officials to try, because there was obviously a lot of pressure from a lot of pressure points to do something about it. Back then, Israel was not the special dear little angel in American eyes that it is today, and so back in those days, more people could speak out. So yes, I'm sure that happened, and I have a vague memory of having read that somewhere too.
Now here's another point I want to bring out. It is straying from the issue of the Liberty. It's getting into something else, but Israel's involved. It was during the time of the Polish Pope, who was a Cardinal Wojtyla, who was a Polish Pope, who is now dead, and It was back then. It wasn't all that many years ago. It's in the last 5 years that they were pushing this idea of having the former Pius XII made a saint.
Right.
And then the ambassador from Israel to the Vatican protested vigorously about it and said that it shouldn't be done. And he also went on to say it should be delayed 50 years. And that's the last you heard about Pope Pius XII being pushed for sainthood by any of the people in the Vatican.
Actually, I think I may have heard some stirrings about it recently, but I don't remember. It certainly doesn't have the strength that it did a few years ago. You're absolutely right about that.
So I'm questioning whether the Vatican has the courage to stand up to criticism. I mean, they shouldn't be backing down on a lot of important points, and I do feel this way. I've said this before in this program, and it can't be said enough, that if the Vatican had continued to attack the Bush administration and continued to attack the United States government for the invasion of Iraq and the perhaps a possible invasion of Iran, but especially the invasion of Iraq, the jailing of Saddam Hussein, the unfair trial that he received, they could do a lot of help for third world Christians that are living in countries which are overwhelmingly Muslim.
Oh, absolutely.
They failed to do this.
And we see the consequences every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, millions of Iraqis have been displaced, and the situation for Christians is very tenuous there now. And isn't it lovely that President Bush and the Pope recently had a nice discussion about the state of Christians in Iraq? Isn't it just real lovely? I wish George Bush and his family had to live in Baghdad.
You're correct.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. Listen, Dave, thanks for your call.
Okay.
We're wrapping up the hour here. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing, and I'm going to hope to have Mark Glenn come aboard and give us a rundown on what he knows or doesn't know about the death of Richard Thompson. I think it can be ranked as a very convenient death. The mysteries of it will never be solved, I'm sure, even if we have an official explanation. It will be an accident, just like the attack on the USS Liberty. Just a tragic accident, folks. Just a tragic accident. All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening in. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off. Have a good evening. Stay tuned for more here on RBN.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,